Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker and the trademark ambassador of happiness with a passion for personal responsibility. She weaves insightful questions with personal stories to challenge your mindsets and empower your best and happiest self from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Are you leading or are you being led? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, today's podcast is for you. Leading versus being led by others. Do you know, in my life, I enjoy following others when it suits me. I love going to workout classes, and I love being able to follow, in my case, the leader, the instructor of the class. I've also been in many places where I don't want to lead, and I really enjoy the leader in charge giving me an assignment or a job that I can do where I know that I can do well at that job and then help contribute to something bigger, a bigger goal, a party, an organization. It doesn't matter. So I know the value of being led by others, especially others who know what they're doing. They're very adept. They have vision. They have the capacity to lead and to lead well. It's very enjoyable for me, and I love kind of taking a back seat where it makes sense. At other times, I've been placed in leadership positions, perhaps because I had some of my own abilities that enabled me to lead in certain segments and arenas where I did well at it. But even when I would lead, I would always lead incorporating other people and their talents into what it was that I was leading in. It's just the way I operate, probably because I love to pick out various people's abilities and talents and see how all of them could be used toward the greater goal. But I want to drill down a little bit further when it comes to leading versus being led. And I want to talk about it more specifically in terms of, are you leading yourself? You know, oftentimes we are conformed to various environments and we take for granted after a while the environments that we're in, and we can in the process yield our own sense of leadership or our own abilities to assess, to evaluate, to see how we feel, to test, to see if those kinds of things that we're following are really good for us, good for the whole, or if they have any value at all. I want to bring you back to something I know I've mentioned at least in a podcast or a blog earlier. For several years, I was in the corporate world and I was managing a couple of branch offices. Now, I had a lot of very smart people that I hired and trained, and I just loved being around them, especially several people who love to be informed. And that would mean that they would regularly, you know, read the newspaper back in the days before we had the internet. And they would just always be up on whatever was going on in the world or in news. But I was also someone who, in the course of observing, would love to question and challenge other people so that they could step up even to the next level. And on one day in particular, there was something going on in the news. We used to call them sound bites back then, but it would be a headline and it would be something that would catch everyone's imagination. And whether people realized it or not, they would take those headlines or those sound bites and believe as if those ideas, those headlines, those sound bites belong to them, as if they thought them up. And so what I remember doing one day was asking several people as they would come in the morning, as I'd always love to engage people in conversation, about maybe something they had read. And they would give me the soundbite or the headline. And then I would offer a little more information. And the purpose behind it was to get them to think about that idea that they were conveying as if it were their own, and to see if they knew if that idea was their own or if they had acquired it. And the interesting thing was, the farther down I drilled, the more they were able to see, wait a minute, am I just believing it because I read it? Or have I used some of my own critical thinking skills to question what I'm reading and to see if this is really true? Now, that seems to go out on a limb right there, but let's talk about self-leading versus always following what others say. There are so many ways that we can allow ourselves to be led by others when something within us might have the capacity, whether it's intellectually, whether it is the ability to go and to test things, or even sometimes with our own, let's say, inner knowing to test things and to say, wait a minute, am I just going to follow everything I see or hear and take it at face value, or am I going to test it out a little bit and see if it really is meaningful for me? I'll give you another example about leading, self-leading versus following, and it comes into the arena of science. I'll call it science. Many years ago, everybody would eat butter. Bread and butter, they would use butter in cooking, and somewhere along the line, a couple of decades ago, all of America was told, oh, butter's not good, butter's bad for the heart, we need to replace butter with margarine. So do you know what all of America did? They all thought they were going to live a more healthy lifestyle, and they switched to margarine, only to discover later on that margarine, which, have you noticed, it's no longer in food stores. Margarine, as it turns out, was actually very bad for heart health. So everybody went back to butter. Now that's an area about the experts, let's say, in science. And there are so many other places that you will find belief systems being promoted. And if we're not careful, we cannot if we're not careful or if we're not mindful or paying attention or sometimes even checking with our own intuition or with facts, we may cause ourselves to be led along by the nose of others, maybe to our own detriment. Now, I'll say something else that may step on some people's toes, but I'll give you an example even when it comes to religion. And by the way, I'm sure this shows up everywhere. I'm not talking about a trust in a higher power, but sometimes these isms that we get used to where we feel we need to follow someone at all costs. This, again, years ago, my husband and I, we were churchgoers. We were in the Christian faith, and because we had moved a few times, we had opportunities to go to different churches. And what I noticed over the course of time is that there were certain leaders, let's say pastors, who in order to keep the church going, maybe, and the finances and the support within the church, or maybe because it was just their own belief system, they saw themselves as perpetual parents of members of the congregation. And I, after a while, I thought, now this is kind of curious. And I thought, well, if I study on my own, and if I've been going and following and listening, does this mean that I'm always going to be a Christian child or a spiritual child, always needing a papa? And I remember at one church, my husband and I, we had been friendly with this one pastor. And I guess we got to the point at one point or another and decided, I don't think that we're really supposed to be part of anyone's church. And this one pastor happened to say to someone else, oh, well, you know, I think the Sweeneys are hurt because they really do need some sort of leadership and covering, and this isn't good for them. Well, what was really happening is that we decided to lead ourselves rather than always being led by a so-called spiritual father. And it didn't go off all that well because we were outside the norm, at least as far as that community was concerned. And sometimes, depending on how our lives are, it is time to leave the nest. It is time to step out. It is time to question things. It is time to say, is this appropriate for me to continue following a particular path when maybe it's not making sense for me? Maybe it's not bringing me the kind of results I'm seeking. This podcast is never to tell you what to do, but it's to invite you to go within, to start asking yourself, was this my idea? Is this real for me? Does this resonate intellectually? Does it resonate by facts? Does it resonate within my being as if it's real? Or am I merely following something? You know, I say this because there's something I had coined as a phrase, and I've used it oftentimes during my presentations with other people on leadership and on influence. And that's this: if the human race knew where it was going, wouldn't we have arrived by now? I want you to think about that. You could think about it in terms of humanity as a whole and the various arenas that we operate. If we as the human race, all following someone else and not going inwardly, not checking with ourselves and not saying, wait a minute, is something here needing or calling for change in my life and maybe a new direction? Can we look at ourselves and say, maybe there's something within us that is designed to lead ourselves, and maybe it does mean stepping away from the pack, but maybe within that space, we end up leading ourselves and inspiring other people or reminding other people at various junctures in their own life to start leading themselves as well. As we do that from within, we just might find that the human race may finally end up where it wants to go. And as I always think, may we all end up in a better, higher, happier, and more harmonious place. Well, those are some of my thoughts for you today. Until the next time, this has been Maura with Maura for You.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her MauraForYou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course. Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.